He's the executive director of Lodge 141, which is the Fraternal Order of Police. They represent Lansing. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing okay this morning.
What other police forces do you represent?
We represent about 28 different units in the Tri-County area. MSU, part of the Sheriff's Office, Williamston, City of DeWitt, several Eaton County units, MSU, I may have said. But we got a whole bunch of them in the Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton County area, and
right.
Some 911 centers.
Well,
all the 911 centers, actually.
The Lansing Police Department had to make some concessions to help the city of Lansing get its budget in order. I want you to talk about the main items. What concessions did the police make for the city?
Well, I think you have to start back just a little bit. We just ratified a contract less than a year ago. And we have been making changes all along. So in that last contract that hasn't even been printed yet, we had given up major health care changes, going to three-tier drugs, premium share. We actually didn't take a raise at all 1 year. So that started, and that was a year ago. So then less than a year later, we're back. We have made a concession currently to change our base health care plan, which will save the city a considerable amount of money. We have given up trainer pay, some promotional systems. We're also looking at doing something about putting more money into the pension system instead of into payroll. So those are basically the concessions we've given. But also, we've lost 50-some positions over the last 3 years that have just left, not been filled. So, you know, they've been downsizing all along.
How many jobs will be lost?
As of tomorrow, 36 officers will be laid off. And these are police officers on the street, not sitting behind a desk, not civilians. 36 of them will be laid off as of tomorrow.
Should the citizens be worried?
Absolutely. I mean, there are times now when at the start of the evening shift, which is 6 o'clock at night, there's 20 to 30 calls waiting. Take all these officers out of the mix, there's going to be a whole lot more calls waiting. And there's no time to be proactive and to go out and try to stop crime before it happens.
Let's just say you had the power to make the decision. Let's just say you're the mayor. Where do you find the funding to pay these officers?
I think there's other places in the budget. The one thing I would do is I would close those two precincts, move them back downtown where the police department was. There's less officers to move back down there now. They pay over $40,000 a month in rent. That would immediately bring back 6 officers. That would just be a break even, not finding money anywhere else other than getting out of the lease business.
Well, I would imagine that the mood throughout the force must be pretty solemn now.
It is not good. Our officers have kept their head high, and those that are going to be left will be working as hard as they can. But with a reduction of 50-some positions over the last 3 years and 36 more, I think it's definitely going to have an impact on not only our officer safety that we're worried about, but also the citizens.
Tom, where do you go from here?
I don't know. We're still meeting with the city, but I don't see that there's any other major changes at this point that we could do. I'm hoping the city will look again closely at their budget. If any of this revenue-sharing money that the mayor got is left, to absolutely put it towards police and fire, not any other project. It's not good time in the city of Lansing.
All right, Tom Krug is the executive director of Lodge 141, the Fraternal Order of Police that represents Lansing's police officers. Thanks so much, Tom.
Have a nice day.